Welcome to On My Walk, a reading podcast that helps you capture some of those aha moments from reading and apply them to your life and your leadership. Well, today on my walk, I was continuing my time in Joseph Ellis' Founding Brothers, and I'll have a thought or two from that in the next day or so, but I wanted to pause for a moment today and share a few lines and a key thought from another book. The book is by Eve Arnold, and it's entitled Flashback, the 50s. Now, I picked up this book at the Old Florida Bookshop, which is a bibliophile's oasis. It's nestled in a little nondescript strip mall in Fort Lauderdale, and if you weren't looking for it, you'd never find it, but when you walk in, you are so glad you did. It was amazing. Shannon took me there on a little surprise outing, and we had a fabulous time, and I was standing on a wooden library rolling ladder way up, scanning the photographic titles when I spotted this book. And I pulled it off the shelf, and I shelled out a few bucks for these 150 pages mostly of photographs for two reasons. First, I wanted to increase my understanding of the 50s era as it plays a significant part in the life of Lyndon Baines Johnson, an individual about whom I've read a lot and plan to write a leadership text down the road. Second, Eve Arnold is a master of her craft, and as an amateur photographer, I wanted to study her work and learn. Not to overextend this introduction, but you need the context to appreciate the aha that I'm going to share with you in just a few moments. So let me tell you a little bit about Eve. Eve Arnold was a photojournalist. Now, she was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, to Russian immigrant parents. She lived from 1912 to 2012, so a 100-year lifespan. She began photographing in 1946 in New York City, and then she studied the craft in 1948 with Alexei Brodovich, who was a Russian-born American magazine art director, graphic designer, and photographer, most notable for his work with Harper's Bazaar in the 30s, 40s, and 50s. And that's significant. I'll come back to it in a little bit. She was a member of the prestigious Magnum Photos. You need to check them out sometime. Magnum photographers, according to their website, exist to chronicle the world and interpret its people, events, issues, and personalities. And there's a specific philosophical approach to her photography that really resonates with the Magnum Photos' efforts. After the decades of the 50s, Eve spent the better part of her life living in the UK. She has awards galore, three honorary doctorates. She has a National Book Award for a piece that she did on China and a Lifetime Achievement Award by the American Society of Magazine Photographers. So the more I'm learning about this amazing woman, I'm asking myself, how does someone reach the pinnacle of her craft? And when I look at Eve, one of the things that stands out to me is this. She began. She moved toward what she wanted to achieve. Listen to her words. The way for me to learn my craft was by doing. But doing what? In picture journalism, that meant events, people, situations, and it meant access. But how? I was naive enough to move directly toward what I wanted to do. In the beginning, this was difficult because I was not assigned and had no accreditation. I started by calling the publicist of the Metropolitan Opera and showing her the only published story I had, an 8-page layout on fashion shows in Harlem that appeared in Picture Post, the British equivalent of Life. She was generous and gave me a press pass. Lucky for me, when Picture Post saw the pictures, they ran a spread on them. This gave me the courage to appeal to other publicists, and it worked. It gave me freedom to shoot. If I failed, I had no one to answer to but myself, and if I succeeded, I had either material for my portfolio or possibly a published story. This last paragraph that I'll read is very telling, and when I read it, you need to understand that one of her subjects of interest was Marilyn Monroe, and she had a great relationship with Marilyn Monroe, and she photographed Marilyn Monroe quite a bit. She was also interested in Joe McCarthy, an anti-communist figure, very significant anti-communist figure in the political world, as well as she was interested in the migrants and their cause. So here's what she writes. I learned to feel easy when photographing personalities. I was not impressed with the, quote, names, but interested in why they were the chosen ones. Why, for instance, Marilyn Monroe? She was as much a part of my need to know as were the migrants and McCarthy. And I felt that with each personality, I did add a cubit to my understanding of the time. And then in one other place, Eve is quoted as saying, "If a photographer cares about the people before the lens and is compassionate, much is given. It is the photographer, not the camera, that is the instrument." And when I read those paragraphs, on the page of that book, I penned these words from country artist George Strait: "It just comes natural." And George Strait, this country artist, famous country artist, the words of his song say, "Sun shines, clouds rain, train whistles blow and guitars play, preachers preach, farmers plow, wishes go up and the world goes round, and I love you. It just comes natural. It just comes natural." And I read those words and I think about Eve, and I said, nah, I'm not buying that. The interest in love, as in photography, that may have come natural, but turning interest into art, that was hard work. And what's more is sustaining that career, as in sustaining love, is anything but natural. It too takes hard work. And Eve put in the hard work to master her craft. In short, she moved. She said, "I was naive enough to move directly toward what I wanted to do." And she moved to become a student of Alexei Brodovich. She moved out onto the streets of New York City and began to take her camera and shoot and shoot and shoot pictures. She courageously appealed to publicists. She moved, putting herself out there. She moved into uncomfortable settings. She talked about photographing Malcolm X and the Black Muslim movement and how badly she was treated at times, ignored, insulted, spit on. I mean, the object of various cigarette burns as she moved through a crowd and people were taking their cigarettes and just kind of pushing them into what she was wearing, trying to get them burn her skin. She moved to the UK. She moved to China in order to do a photo shoot. She said, "I was naive enough to move directly toward what I wanted to do." You know, I realized becoming great at anything other than failure doesn't come natural. You have to move and continue to move if you want to master your craft. So the question for me today, and perhaps for you too, is: are you waiting for greatness, or coasting on achievement, or moving toward improving your craft? Hey, mama or mechanic, painter, politician, preacher or photographer, actor or academic, excellence, like love, doesn't come natural. We have to move toward it. Eve moved and she continued to move and she grew and she continued to grow and she learned her craft and she mastered her craft. And today I'm enjoying and benefiting from her craft because she did. Well, mastering my craft, it takes movement. That's my thought on my walk with Eve Arnold and Flashback, the 50s. Now what you do with it, that's for you to work out on your walk through life.